Our planet is now home to just over 8 billion people. Yet populations are continuing to grow. And it's expected that by 2050, the number of humans on Earth will have increased to around 10 billion. And since people have to eat to survive, the forecast that current food production will have to increase by over 70% to feed 10 billion people is rather concerning. Particularly since food producers worldwide are already facing many challenges to satisfy current demands within a changing climate and diminishing natural resources. So the pressure is now on for us to discover or create new sustainable methods of farming that will protect our food security into the future and avert the possibility of a global crisis. But these new methods will certainly require significant changes to the types of food we currently eat and the way it's produced, using environmentally safe systems that rely on less resources to produce suitably nutritious food in plentiful amounts. But maybe surprisingly, there's already a well-known food source that satisfies this criteria. A food that's already been consumed by civilizations over thousands of years, and which is currently eaten by almost a quarter of the world's population. Primarily within countries throughout Asia, Africa, and Latin America, where people regularly eat insects as part of their diet. Insects such as crickets and beetle larvae, which are full of proteins and the essential micronutrients that the human body requires. However, within most Western countries, people are often averse to the concept of eating terrestrial insects, despite the fact that closely related aquatic invertebrates, such as crabs, prawn, and lobster, are regarded as a delicacy. But whether we like it or not, it's very possible that in the not-too-distant future, insects will have become an accepted food source within the Western world, or at least their processed protein. And the reason being? Well, for a start, it takes 10 times less fodder to produce 1 kilogram of edible insects than it does to produce 1 kilogram of red meat, using 40 times less space, emitting 100 times less greenhouse gases, and using 2,000 times less water. And with the vast difference in reproduction rates between insects and farm animals, insect-derived food should also be considerably cheaper to produce too. However, I'm sure that despite the obvious benefits that farmed insects could have for the environment and for the future of food security, there will still be many people who'll have reservations about eating insects. But fear not, it'll be fine, since we all consume insects already. An estimated 140,000 bits of insects each year that become processed along with the raw ingredients of many of our foods, such as flour, ground coffee, chocolate, and even beer.